Now imagine for a moment that you were trapped in a jungle, completely lost, with only a bush knife or a machete to get yourself out. The natural thing is that you're going to desperately fight to carve a trail. You're going to use all your energy, fighting desperately against the resistance around you, the vine leaves, the jungle, trying to get out, even though you don't really know which way is out. But if at some point you suddenly heard the sound of a helicopter, your whole focus would change. You would no longer be focusing on carving a trail. You'd now be trying to cut a clearing, cutting away as much of the jungle as possible so that you can be seen and then hopefully rescued. Now that's an image that's used in a famous book called The Impact of God by a guy, Ian Matthew, where he's trying to explain really what's at the heart of the Christian journey, what's at the heart of Christian spirituality. But sadly, many people think of this as being this desperate attempt to climb up to heaven. We have to try and fight against temptation, against hardship, against all the troubles of the world, hacking away at these things, desperately trying to reach the top of some spiritual mountain. And a lot of the time, the spirituality makes it sound like it's all about us, what we do. But what this guy is trying to suggest is that if we really understand Christmas, if we really understand what Advent is preparing us for, it's the fact that we have a God who comes to us, a God who is seeking us out. He's not standing back in some hygienic, rarefied atmosphere waiting for us to purify ourselves until we can enter the Holy of Holies. The kind of madness of Christianity, the reason why Christianity is different to every other religion on this planet, is because we say that God has come in search of us. And so the whole idea of our spirituality changes. That it's now about making space. Making space so that he can come and rescue us, pull us out of this mess. But at every moment, recognizing that it's his work. Now, if we take that as our starting point, I think we can start to understand really what we're preparing for in Advent. This is not about us trying to basically try harder, you know, which so much of our spirituality kind of can be summed up as simply try harder. But really it's about preparing the way. This is what John the Baptist was talking about. Prepare a way for the Lord. The Lord is coming. He's coming to us. We just need to clear the path. It's not about us trying to earn his love, trying to make it possible for him to accept us. But what I want to kind of hit on here tonight is this question. If God loves us this much, if we accept that the basic idea of Christianity is that God is pouring his love out upon us, he's desperately, passionately in love with us, why don't we feel it? Why don't we experience that? Yet when we go to prayer and we do make space, we do prepare the way, why don't we get flooded by love? That's what we're seeking. Yet every week I talk to Christians who are utterly disappointed. You know, they're saying, look, I'm trying to pray, but it doesn't seem to be working. You know, nothing seems to be happening. And they hear all these great things being said in homilies and in praise songs and such things, you know, that, you know, God wants to flood us with his love, and we're not experiencing it. So where's the problem is the question. I think to really understand this, we've got to come back to this question of love. We assume that love is something wonderful and delightful, but I think if we're honest, it's actually kind of terrifying. If we're talking about real love I think somewhere deep in our soul, we know real love comes in with this demand that it wants to consume us. It wants to captivate us. It wants control. It wants to pick us up and take us where it wants us to go. And that's a little bit scary. I'm sure those who are married in this church at the moment could probably testify to something of that feeling of terror as you were preparing for basically committing yourself to be taken away by love. Are you prepared to let your whole life now be consumed by this love? I would suggest this is why most people today are very happy to settle for second best. We would much rather have an imitation of love, which comes with all the same feeling, but not the commitment. And not the sort of same all-encompassing, you know, essence of life. Yeah, and this is why people are happy to just live in this hookup culture, you know, getting caught up in things like pornography or just endless entertainment, which allows us to sort of be fascinated or, you know, dipping our toe in this experience of intimacy, but never actually allowing ourselves to be taken away by it. Now, I'd say that's at the heart of our dilemma with prayer and the whole of our faith. Something deep within us, probably never even consciously recognized, makes us realize that if we really said yes to God, our life would never be the same again. You know, if you go back to that image of the helicopter coming in to rescue you, the whole point of being rescued by a helicopter is that you get picked up off the ground and you're no longer in control. You now go where that helicopter takes you. And so you may have second thoughts about that. As much as it seems like a nice idea, there's probably something in us that we'll be bargaining at least to be able to drive the helicopter and be able to choose where we go. We're here in this time of Advent preparing for the coming of Christ. We need to recognize that he's coming with one very clear agenda, that he wants all of us. He doesn't want us part-time. He doesn't want to have to share us with all of the other loves and all the other false gods in our life. He wants the whole thing. What we're trying to do in this time of Advent is ask the question, am I prepared to let that in? Can I actually face the reality of what we're actually celebrating? I always don't know how to experience Christmas because every year we get to Christmas and there's the beautiful Christmas carols and the nativity scene, and it's kind of all wrapped up in this beautiful little image. But sometimes I think that's this amazing defense mechanism so we never have to face what's really happening. That this is God coming in wanting everything of our life. And so sometimes we kind of wrap it up in this beautiful fairy tale so that we push God a little bit further away. Keep it a little bit distant. Keep it in this nice little childish story mode so that it never really impacts us. I would say this is the challenge of Advent. Are we really prepared to let him in? Now, there's an image of this I was using with the novices earlier this year when I was talking about this to them. The city of New Orleans in the USA, I think, is a great image of this. From my understanding, which is probably quite naive, this city is built right next to the Mississippi River, right at the mouth of the river. And at the origin, when they built this town, the town was at the same level as the river. But because this is such a huge river, over time, all the silt and sediment keeps washing down, and the river is actually rising every year, little bit by little bit. And what that meant was that the town kept getting flooded. And so to try and protect what they had built, they built a wall. And that just caused the river to grow higher and higher, so then they had to build the wall higher. And so now you've got a situation where the river is actually several meters higher than the city. And then, so you've got this like huge levee banks trying to keep this enormous wall of water from flooding the town. And rightly so, because people have spent a lot of time and effort and money building this beautiful city. You don't want it flooded. But it seems to me as this great image of actually what the Christian life is like. Because God comes in the incarnation. God comes and he comes with his desire to flood us, to completely drown us in love, immerse us to the point where all we can do is just simply float. But that's a little bit threatening because we look at our lives and we've built a lot of stuff that we want to hold on to. Our dreams, our aspirations, all of our achievements, all the things that we've achieved through our own hard labor and work. We don't necessarily want God coming in and changing any of that. And so we actually end up building walls against God. We want him there. He's close. You know, the water's just across the way from us. We can go and swim in it anytime we want. But we don't actually want to be flooded by it. And I think this is the nature of our lives. And not just with God, but with everything. All of your relationships, I would suggest, this same dynamic happens. We end up building defenses against love. And at the same time, we sit there complaining because we're not being loved. Yeah, so these walls are being built out of fear of rejection, fear of being hurt, fear of this love taking away control. You know, I often find it fascinating when we talk about the great things that tempt us. People always list off, you know, money, you know, sex, drugs, gambling, all the various addictions. Very rarely do we ever talk about power being one of the great temptations. Because we always think of power as being the politicians, the rulers, the powerful people. And yet really power, the way we experience that temptation to power, is the desire for control. I have to be in control at every moment. And I'm not going to let go of that control. I will hold that power even if my life depends on it. That's one of the biggest barriers we build against the love of God. I don't want him coming fully into my life because I don't want to lose control. I will drive this car. I will drive this life. For us in this time of Advent, I think we really need to ask this question. Do we really want to be loved by God? Do we really hunger for it? Do we really yearn for it? Do we really desire it? Are we prepared to let our whole lives, our whole being, to be consumed by it? And then how do we start to pull these bricks out of the wall? How do we start to break down the barriers? This is what John the Baptist was talking about. Tear down the mountains, fill in the valleys. Be aware of what are the things blocking you. The fear of rejection, the fear of hurt, the fear of not being in control, the fear of not having free decision anymore over what you do with your life, your finances, your freedom, because you have now allowed yourself to be taken over by love. Yeah, this is the battle that so many young people face when they look towards marriage. Am I prepared to sacrifice all these things that I want so that I can now be we, so that I can now be with someone else and now be so consumed by that love that I'm prepared to sacrifice my own freedom? That's a huge decision in itself. But it's so much greater when we start talking about God. You know, are we really prepared to be so consumed by the love of God that we let go of control? We need to really allow this question to really penetrate. The other side of this is also just being aware of the defenses that we put up. So it's not just about me trying to protect my own freedom. There's also very, very valid things here about how we've been hurt in the past. The ways that we've tried to open ourselves to love all the way through our life and we've been burnt. We've been treated badly. And so there's this natural hesitancy. I don't want to allow that love to come in. I'm afraid that that love will just cause more hurt because that's what it's done every other time. Those deep wounds are the biggest thing stopping us from experiencing heaven right now. We need to really allow this grace of God to come in and start to bring healing. But it starts with desire. You need to desire this grace. You need to start to imagine what life would be if that love fully came in. Instead of looking at the problem, start looking at what life should be like. Allow yourself to be captured by that vision, and that will compel you to start tearing down the walls. So we need to really pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, this time we welcome Christ. We need to really pray that he could be the one who prepares the way in us. There are things here that we can't get rid of. There are deep hurts that we can't heal ourselves. Deep fears of rejection that we cannot possibly undo. We need a power greater than ourselves to come in and fix that. Yeah, I was always, a couple of years ago, I was fascinated by this story from China, where one of the cities in China was so smothered by smog that they were surrounded by this huge mountain range and the wind could never properly clear away the smog. And so they just removed a mountain. It's just what China does. But a huge 1,000-meter mountain, over the space of a year, they just set a whole team to work on this and they removed the whole mountain. And the wind was able to blow through and the smog disappeared. That's really what we need in this time of Advent. We need to be praying for the grace of the Spirit to start to work miracles that we cannot do by our own strength. If you find areas in your life where there's just a constant frustration, that's a sign you need to be praying for the Spirit to do something. If you find yourself with this background irritation, it might just be in your some sort of background anger or frustration or tension in relationships. Those are the things we desperately try and run away from. I think the time of Advent is where we actually need to start looking at them head on and saying, come, Lord Jesus. Come, I need you as my Saviour to start to remove these blockages. Let the wind of your Spirit blow through and take away the fog so that I can actually start to see clearly, understand life clearly. The best preparation we can be doing is really calling upon this grace of the Spirit. Every year we come to Christmas, but do you experience every Christmas differently? With every Christmas, do you get there and you think, I'm allowing myself to be flooded by the love of God more than last year? Or is this year just the same as last year? If you look back over the last few years of Christmases and you think, yeah, I'm in exactly the same place spiritually, same frustrations, same tension in life, same anxieties, do something differently. Approach this next few weeks of Advent completely differently. Start praying for the grace of God to come in and heal. Actually use this as a real spiritual time of preparation. And I can assure you that he will gift us. You know, we celebrate Christmas by giving presents. God wants to give presents to us. And it's really the present of healing. The gift of himself, the gift of his love. So let's pray, particularly as we enter into the rest of this Mass. Here we welcome Christ into ourselves. Welcome him as Saviour. Welcome him into those areas where you're aware of fear and anxiety and tension and bitterness and anger, all those things that we cannot remove by ourselves. Let's welcome him in so that he can tear down the mountains. He can fill in the valleys and allow his love to take over us.